You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello and welcome once again. It's Rodney Davidson here speaking to you from Fame Mission at Kithimula in eastern Kenya. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice. I thought I would just share with you today something of what the Lord has been doing here, that you would be encouraged, that you would even rejoice with us. About a month ago, Philip and I were in a little village called Kwanganga. We go now on the little motorbikes. And Philip was telling me that there was a man who had attended one of our Saturday night outreaches in that very village a short time before that. He had been there on the night of the gospel outreach. He had heard the word of God proclaimed, the gospel presented. He had even gone home, apparently, with some of our gospel literature, the Gospel of John. But he was a man known in the area for making an illicit brew. They call it pombe. It's an illegal brew. He was known as a man who would never attend any church or anything like that, an ungodly man. But he was there that night, and he went home. And the very next morning, having rejected the message, as we know that now, he had rejected the message. But the very next morning, he took a serious stroke, and he was paralyzed right down his left-hand side. And so Philip mentioned this to me, and we thought it good that we would go to his home and share even with him and pray with him. So we went to the home. We found him there, a very basic home, just lying under a little Makuti-type roof, on the ground, just on the dirt floor. I think he might have been had a like a type of sheet blanket, just lying there, not able to move. His wife was with him. We spent some time with him, sharing the word of God, talking with him, giving him some assistance actually to go and get some treatment or to get some follow-up scans done. The Lord just laid it on my heart at that particular time to really pray for that man to be healed, that he would be able to walk again. I can't explain what it was, but I just had a confidence as I prayed that day. God was really going to do something and demonstrate his power in this man's life and in his family's life. And so we just took him by the hand and just prayed, Lord, get the glory, restore health. You're the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And you're able to give this man the use of his leg and his arm, and have him walking again. And we just left him with the Lord. We can do nothing. We went back just this week to the glory of God. We met that man, and he was coming, walking out of his little makuti, holding a stick. When he saw me, he smiled, and he threw the stick to the side, and he was able to continue walking on. Slowly, he's still regaining some movement. He's got his face is back to completely normal again. His leg is now active. He can walk without the stick. Truly, truly, that is an answer to prayer from Almighty God. We sat down together, again, opening up the Word of God, sharing with him, and he understood. I said, sometimes God has to put us on our backs so that we will look up and get our attention, and God can get our attention. And folks, I don't know your situation, I don't know how life is with you there, but we need to listen to when God is speaking. God can get our attention in so many ways. He got this man's attention. He was eager to hear the message. Even as we shared that we're sinners, that God will not allow sin into his heaven, nothing that defileth will enter in. Certainly that's something that a lot of people think about, but there can be a humanistic side to that. Nobody wants to go to hell and everybody wants to go to heaven. But the real issue is that we have rebelled against a holy God, our Creator, made by him and made for him. And I believe that the Lord opened this man's heart and mind to understand that. And he was eager to know how he could be saved. He even said he wanted to get saved. He wanted to live for the Lord. And he thought even if he go to church, he thought if he could be baptized that would make things right. But no, we had to show him from the word of God that except he repent, he will perish. And turn away from sin, trust Jesus Christ alone. There's salvation in nothing else and in no one else. And we pointed him to Christ. And we thank God that as he listened, his mother came and listened. His brother was there. Even a neighbor man came and sat and listened along with his wife as well and their little daughter. And as we were concluding there with them, the Spirit of the Lord was moving in their hearts. And they expressed a desire to know Christ as their Savior. I didn't lead them in any prayer. I didn't want to talk them into some false profession. Simply left them with the Lord, pointed them to Christ, told them to do what the publican did. Get on their knees and cry to the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy, that he would save them and trust him and what he has done. And so we thank God that he is working in these days here in this land. Souls are being saved. Even the people around the area are talking about what God is doing. Old people who've never gone to church are now attending church. An old woman, the assistant chief, was telling me, who also was involved in some illegal activities. She's now got saved. She's in church every Sunday. He told me she's changed. He said, yeah, you can be sure. If God has really saved her, she'll be changed. And so we thank God. Rejoice with us.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.